Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Saturday, May 15, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. An aggressive church growth strategy is giving churches in the United States a vision for planting churches abroad. World Help's vision is to help plant indigenous reproducing churches where no churches currently exist. World Help's Eric Vest says they've started a program called Strategic Ministry Partnerships.
Strategic Ministry Partnerships is a way of involving the local church at a partnership level. Pastors told us that this strategy was a way to boost their missions program and to breathe really new life into the missions efforts of the local church.
Vess explains why it's being so well received.
The beauty of the project is that it has a beginning and end date. It has a fixed cost of $500 per month. And the average response is currently reaching about 86 villages every 3 years in an area that has been called the graveyard of Christian missions.
And an evangelical ministry is hoping to expand children's Bible clubs in Ukraine. Hope International's president, Brian Marty, calls them tomorrow clubs. He says reaching young people with the gospel is key to the future of the church. Statistics show if you don't reach a child before the age of 18, the chance of them coming to Christ is small. Marty says they have a plan in place to see the program expand.
We're providing an opportunity for people to sponsor the whole Tomorrow Club. We call this the 500 Club because we have a goal of having 500 Tomorrow Clubs in Ukraine within the next 5 years.
$500 can sponsor a club for a year. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on Mission Network News or would like to financially support our broadcast into Russian or Romanian, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.